Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, offering local organic and sustainable food in South Lake Union, Ballard, Roosevelt near the UW, and on 65th, featuring a new lunch menu, including a South Pacific chicken wrap made with Mary's Farm organic chicken. Now taking reservations online at portagebaycafe.com.
Thanks for joining us. I'm John Kessler, and welcome to a special Blue Plate special studio session on 88.5 KNKX with our guests, the Greyhounds. Anthony Farrell on keys and vox, Andrew Trube, guitar and voice, and Ed Miles on the drums. They're on tour right now in support of their latest release, Change of Pace, on Ardent Records. The Greyhounds album was on my top 10 list for 2016. I'm especially happy to welcome them for their first KNKX studio session, the Greyhounds. That is the Greyhounds live on 88.5 KNKX, a special Blue Plate special studio session. thanks so much for coming in, guys. I think this is your sixth tour night in a row. That's a pretty grueling schedule. It's kind of early, so I know you got up at like 7 this morning to get here. So really appreciate it.
That's all right.
And since you're sort of new to some of our listeners, we just started playing your music last year. I wanted to ask a little bit about how you guys got together. I know you're now based in Austin, but you grew up in different places. Andrew Strube on guitar grew up in Texas playing blues. Keyboardist Anthony Farrell comes from Los Angeles with more of a soul direction. So I was wondering if you could tell us the story of how you guys met.
Well, I'd just gotten out of high school, and... You know, a friend, I've been playing piano my whole life, grew up playing in my house, you know, had a piano in the house, and never really played in a band before, haven't played with many people before. And so when I got out of high school, a friend of mine, he told me, he's like, hey, you know, you should find some people to jam with. And so he was like, look in the LA Weekly. And so I looked in the Weekly, and the first ad I saw was an ad placed by Andrew here. And I called him on the phone. I played some stuff for him on the phone, and he was
You played keyboards on the phone.
Yeah. And he was like, "Come on down." Him and some friends had already kind of, you know, been playing some music, and they had a little warehouse where they would rehearse. And he said, "Come on down, let's play." And we just never stopped playing music together.
That's amazing. So, and did you start writing songs right away?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we were both, this is a while ago, we were both pretty young, so we're still like figuring out what we wanted to do. You know, we knew we liked soul and blues and funk, and he turned me on to a lot of stuff, and we got really deep into the Meters, and we were trying to be the next Meters, and but definitely we started writing day one, you know, pretty much for sure. There were very few covers. Like, we've always been writing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really sets you apart from so many other bands that I play on the show, is that you guys have really made your mark as songwriters and as a team, a songwriting team. That's not so typical in this day. I mean, Lennon, McCartney, you know, David Porter, Isaac Hayes, you know, they're obviously great examples, but really I love that you've gone in that direction. And I also know that you've been touring with one of our favorite bands, J.J. Gray and Mofro, for 6 or 7 years. You guys were in the touring band with J.J. Gray. So did that open up some doors for you? How did that work with your career as the Greyhounds? How does that work with...
Well, you know, we met J.J. years ago touring, and we used to crash on his floor in Jacksonville when we have some days off in Florida. And so the time came, and he needed some guys, and he hollered at us, and about 4 records later and going around the world a few times, we decided to go ahead and start doing our own thing. Our label was tapping their toes and like, come on, what are y'all gonna do?
And you probably learned a lot about the business.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
It kept us going, you know. I mean, we'd already been touring a lot, but then like when we joined that operation, it was just next level. I mean, there's just like lots and lots of touring, plus just meeting a lot of people, meeting a lot of, you know, good folks, like good club owners, finding out about great festivals, you know, that, you know, so that we want to be a part of. So,
cool.
It was a good run. It was a good one.
Nice. Well, Andrew, I have to ask you about your pawn shop guitars. I've read that you have kind of a penchant for them. And this guitar that you're playing, you can't see it on the radio, but it's not the most beautiful guitar I've ever seen. Sounds great.
Yeah, it was a lot prettier 20 years ago when I bought it. But yeah, it's an old Silvertone hollow body, which a lot of people, they call it like the Chris Isaac or the... There's like some different... But it was I got it for $50 in Tyler, Texas. And most of my guitars that I have, I got under $100 for sure, just because...
There you go. So it's not about having the shiniest guitar. It's just about having one that you like. So great. Well, thanks for that. And I see you're about to play slide guitar with a harmonica. So you do play harmonica.
I do. But I'm playing it slide-wise.
All right. Well, let's hear another tune, The Greyhounds, live on 88.5 KNKX.
All right. This is called Change of Pace. Thank you.
shoe, putting on my long tie. It's time to get out of this town. And on my back tie, crossing on my wire. Gotta get out of this place. Everybody needs it, everybody wants it sometimes. Everybody needs it, everybody wants it sometimes. Everybody needs it. Get a pound dog, gotta get a hot dog. Maybe I'll go on downtown, using my mind. You see, sun rises every morning and it shines on you. Everybody needs it, everybody wants it sometimes. Everybody needs it, everybody wants it sometimes. Everybody needs it, change of pace sometimes.
Greyhounds live on 88.5 KNKX. Anthony Farrell on keyboards and vocals. Anthony Trube on guitar and vocals there. Ed Miles on the drums. Well, again, guys, thanks so much for coming in. And I have to ask you, you've kind of created your own sound, but in the music business, you're constantly asked to say, well, what do you guys do? How do you describe yourself when people ask you? Because you're not a soul band or a blues band or... So
yeah, well, I mean, of course, there's a ton of influences every you know, a lot of all the time. But, you know, Andrew came up with a great way of putting it is that we're kind of like ZZ Top meets Hall & Oates with a little bit of there's some other things in there, but that was a pretty good way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree because
all right, yeah.
Those bands are both blatantly commercial, and you guys are not going in that direction. You guys are coming more from a soul act. So I'm going to say Allman Brothers meets Marvin Gaye.
All right.
Oh. We'll I'm down that. With that. Yeah.
So that. Because I think because your songs, you don't avoid issues. You talk about politics, you talk about personal stuff, you don't, you know, take positions, you just, it's thoughtful music, and I think you have kind of an organic, homegrown feel that a blatantly commercial band doesn't have. I mean, you are what you are, you're not trying to be something else, and also you have that Allman Brothers sense of being highly arranged but not overproduced, right, you know, because, I mean, like, their music is loose, it's got a lot, and yours is too, but it's obviously you spend a lot of time on the arrangements and stuff, so... Anyway, that's how I look at it. So, and I'm also, you know, curious because I'm a blues DJ and I've spent roughly 20 years kind of analyzing the blues market. And so I'm seeing bands like, for instance, the day you're playing at Winthrop Rhythm and Blues Festival, also on the bill that day are Southern Avenue and Marcus King Band. Mm-hmm. So it's tempting for me to say is there a new movement of not exactly blues, but band? I mean, you're playing at blues festivals.
Yeah.
So blues people are relating to your music, but you're not a blues band. So what's going on there?
You know, it's funny you bring that up. Is that right?
Yeah, go for it.
Because, you know, for years, I mean, I grew up playing blues. Like, that's all I was into. And that's why I picked up a guitar. I heard B.B. King play in New Orleans when I was a kid. And immediately was like, I got to play guitar. Like, that's why I want. So so I've always played blues. And for years, like, people didn't catch the blues angle of it. But it seemed like in the past couple of years, and even this tour almost, it seems like a lot of people are starting to hear the blues aspects of the music, because it's really rooted in that, like, mm-hmm. deeply. And so it's been really cool to get accepted, kind of, you know, get accepted in these. And I do believe that, like, you know, the Marcus King Band, for sure, like, that guy's, like, you know, he's got something going on for sure. And then, like, our buddies, a record company, we were talking about them earlier, you know, totally blues influenced. And so it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there, you know, and it's creeping up. And I'm stoked about it, because I love it, you know, and it's just a different direction, I think, for blues. So.
And you know, the only thing I'll add to that is just that, you know, the blues is the root of all of our popular music. And, you know, like getting a tour, getting to go internationally with JJ, and seeing how, you know, in high regard it's held by the international community, you know, it really makes us, you know, it put a different perspective on it for us and made us a lot more proud of our heritage, because that's one of our most important contributions to the world as Americans, is the blues and jazz music.
Right.
And so, you know, it's the basis on which everything, most of our popular music, springs from. So we owe a huge debt to it.
Right, and it's bigger than the music, too. I don't remember the exact writer, but, you know, Louis Armstrong did a tour of East Germany in the late 50s or the early 60s. Mm. And people were criticizing him, saying, why are you going to play your music for people who are our enemies? And he was saying, no, you know, the music is for people. It's like, we don't decide who it goes to. And the writer made the point that Louis Armstrong may have done more to spread our culture than any politician ever did.
Yeah.
Because the way the music was able to reach out there and touch people. So.
You bet, man. It heals, definitely. And that's why one of the main reasons I do it is because it heals me. Hopefully it heals y'all.
So. All right. Well, let's get a little more healing going on. It's the Greyhounds on live on 88.5. And we got time for one more song before you guys have to head on out. So.
Yeah. This one's called So Good to Be Alive, speaking of healing.
All right.
Look at the pillar thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. The Greyhounds. The Greyhounds live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you so much, guys. Wow.